says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
As I say over and over again, yes, indeed, we can survive. And, Thank you, all of you country folks, for joining me here on the Trump Phenomenon, dedicated to our great leader, our great countryman, and he is a country folk, Donald Trump. The word country folk doesn't have much at all to do with whether you're from a little town or whether you have horses on your ranch. We're all country folk. We're all in this together. And that's what the Trump Phenomenon is all about. You're welcome to join the conversation tonight in this live show at 800-313-9443. I'm James Kelso, and up here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. And when you call into the show, you're reaching our engineers, the RBN engineers, at the Round Rock Studio. Created by John Stadtmiller, the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network. All good news. Start with the executive summary. Did anything bad happen in the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon? No, I don't see anything bad that happened. I'm glad that the hurricane did not prove as bad as some feared it might be, and we can now get on with other business than the hurricane. If you look at Donald Trump's tweets today and yesterday, he spent an awful lot of his time worrying about the hurricane and trying to help people involved in the hurricane, and that's wonderful. But it's symptomatic. In part, it's symptomatic of something that's not so great, which is that Donald Trump, and this is something we, as his support team, his wingmen and wingwomen, we have to take responsibility and take this burden off his shoulders. Donald Trump is having to defend himself too much, by himself, too much. For example, as it comes to the hurricane here, he is totally falsely accused by the SOBs. And, you know, I don't think there aren't nice or polite words for these people. So I think we ought to, you know, roll out that list of pejorative, almost four-letter words to describe our political enemies. Because it's simply, this is not collegial, this is not polite Cantabrigian debate. This is a nasty war. Donald Trump is having to defend himself from the ridiculous charge that he didn't care enough about the people of Puerto Rico, and as a result, many people died in the hurricane in Puerto Rico because of Donald Trump. And they're doing it again with this hurricane. Fortunately, there were almost no deaths. But Donald Trump is not only responsible for the hurricane, he's responsible for the hurricane itself. So it's ridiculous that Donald Trump should have to spend time. He's got so many important things to do where he, as a genius and an original thinker in our cause, can do so much. Every hour of his time is very valuable. There's no fluff in the Donald Trump schedule. So if he has to spend 10 hours in one day worrying about defending himself against ridiculous charges that he is Poseidon and that he causes hurricanes, we ought to find a way to fend that off for him. to protect him from that. And by the way, I'll tell you one person who is doing a great job of that is Tucker Carlson. He is doing a great job as a patriot of doing everything he can to help Donald Trump be able to do his job. So we'll talk a little bit. I want to put that at the front and center of the show tonight. I want to start with a Pat Buchanan article appreciating Tucker Carlson. I just finished watching a little bit of Tucker Carlson. And he was doing in his show tonight, he was doing that very, very well. Anyway, so we'll go to this column of Pat Buchanan's entitled "The Unpardonable Heresy of Tucker Carlson." So that'll be on our list of things to discuss. And if you call in, I'm looking at my message board right now from the great engineers that John Stadtmiller has in Round Rock, Texas. If you call in, I'll see your name go up quickly, and I'll put you on the air. And you can use, by the way, any name you like when you call in, and any location you like. I remember when I first, when I was getting my feet wet in the Patriot cause, I was kind of timid at first, and I would give my pseudonym, my nom de guerre, which was not my real name, and then for location, I would just say United States. That was as specific as I wanted to get. Well, lo, these many years later, you know, I give you my real phone number all the time, and exactly who and where I am. So, and I encourage you folks, it's don't worry about being a patriot. But if you like, if it makes better sense for you, of course, you can state that you are. You can say, "I'm Spartacus." If you like, I'd love to get a call from Spartacus. Just tell the engineer that you're Spartacus, and that's the name that'll go up on my screen. And so let's see what other I knew I had a preliminary that I had forgotten. This is September 14th, 2018, for all you archivally oriented folks out there. By the way, speaking of archives, Google, you know, one of the great stories this week, some of the really wonderful news in the Trump phenomenon, is this leaked video from the Google meeting with their top executives, in which they so clearly reveal, I mean, they flat out state that they're crushed by the election of Donald Trump. And this is all the top brass. This is everybody at the top of Google. They have removed from their archives at Google, even the employees themselves can't just freely look into the archives of their videos. Anyway, I guess the truth hurts, Google. So let's go to the unpardonable heresy of Tucker Carlson, and here's how Pat Buchanan begins. "Our diversity is our greatest strength." After playing clips of Democratic politicians reciting that truth of modern liberalism, Tucker Carlson asked, "How precisely is diversity our strength? Since you've made this our new national motto, please be specific." And he was doing it today, but I guess he was doing it. This column is from Buchanan, a Dateline yesterday. So Tucker's been doing this for some time. Reaction to Carlson's question, with some declaring him a racist for having raised it, suggests that what we are dealing with here is not a demonstrable truth, but a creed not subject to debate. Let's think about that for a moment. Carlson nails it right there. Buchanan gets it and nails it also right there. For the left, folks, this isn't about facts. This is, in fact, a cult. Liberalism is a cult. Ann Coulter mentions that liberalism is a mental disorder. And it's also a cult. It's a crazy cult, combining the two. Yet the question, Buchanan continues, remains valid. Where is the scientific, historic, or empirical evidence that the greater the racial, ethnic, cultural, and religious diversity of a nation, the stronger it becomes? Oh, now, by the way, folks, at this point in the conversation, if you were in a room full of liberals and somebody at the podium asked that question, you would see the liberals shifting, moving, crossing and uncrossing their legs, playing with their papers and their hair. They're getting very uncomfortable at this point. That's the wrong question. They do not want that question even asked. Buchanan continues, from recent decades, it seems more true to say the reverse. The more diverse a nation, the greater the danger of its disintegration. Ethnic diversity, after all, tore apart our mighty Cold War rival, splintering the Soviet Union into 15 nations, three of which, Moldova, Ukraine, and Georgia, have since split further along ethnic lines. Russia had to fight two wars to hold on to Chechnya and prevent the diverse peoples of the North Caucasus from splitting off on ethnic grounds. These are Muslims, by the way, too, as Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan had done. Ethnic diversity then shattered Yugoslavia into seven separate nations. And even as we proclaim diversity to be our greatest strength, nations everywhere are recoiling from it. The rise of populism and nationalism across Europe is a reaction to the new diversity represented by the Arab, Asian, and African millions who have lately come, and the tens of millions desperate to enter. Center-left and center-right parties are losing ground in European elections because they are seen as feckless in meeting what more and more indigenous Europeans believe to be an existential threat, mass migration from across the Mediterranean. By the way, I like that turn of phrase there from Pat Buchanan, indigenous Europeans. Why do I like that so much? He's combining indigenous, in Canada, they use the phrase indigenous peoples, and elsewhere, to mean, you know, Indians in America, Aborigines in Australia, Indians in Canada. That's what we are. We're indigenous Europeans, aren't we? Japan's population has ceased to grow, and each year brings fewer toddlers into its schools. Yet Tokyo resists the racial and ethnic diversity greater immigration would bring. Why, if diversity is a strength? And by the way, that's, you know, that one of the arguments for open borders is, you know, you need more people. Really? The Japanese don't seem to agree. I think it's kind of a neat idea having less people. It'd be kind of nice to have more houses than we need, to have more room on the freeways than we need, to have more waves in each set available to surf, because there aren't 500 surfers in the lineup. I kind of like the idea of getting a wave once in a while, having room for my car. I kind of like that. What South Koreans dream of is uniting again with the 22 million separated members of their national family who live in the North, but share the same history and blood. This summer, in its basic law, Israel declared itself an ethno-national state and national home of the Jewish people. African migrants crossing the Sinai to seek sanctuary in Israel are unwelcome. Consider China, which seeks this century to surpass America as the first power on earth. Does Xi Jinping welcome a greater racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity within his country as, say, Barack Obama does in ours? And by the way, folks, in that paragraph there, I'm not in any way questioning Pat Buchanan's excellent choice of language and so on. But notice he is doing something there that pretty much every writer has to do. He says, does Xi Jinping welcome a greater racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity? So racial is it. You don't need to have a series of adjectives there to describe the diversity. We don't. It's not a problem of cultural diversity or language diversity or cuisine diversity. No, it's the racial diversity. That's the alpha and omega of the problem. But if you say it that way, well, guess what you're going to get called? Oh, you're a racist. In his western province of, however you pronounce it, Xinjiang, Xi has set up an archipelago of detention camps. Purpose? Re-educate his country's Uyghurs and Kazakhs by purging them of their religious and tribal identities and making them and their children more like Han Chinese in allegiance to the Communist Party and Chinese nation. Xi fears that the 10 million Uyghurs of Xinjiang, as an ethnic and religious minority, predominantly Muslim, wish to break away and establish an East Turkestan, a nation of their own out of China. And he is correct. What China is doing is, oh, I love this. What a great term. I've never seen this before. Brutalitarian. Brutalitarian. But what China is saying with its ruthless policy is that diversity, religious, racial, cultural, can break us apart as it did the USSR. And we are not going to let that happen, the Chinese are saying. Do the Buddhists of Myanmar cherish the religious diversity of the Muslim Rohingya of Rakhine State being bring to their country? No. America has always been more than an idea, an ideology, or a propositional nation. It is a country that belongs to a separate and identifiable people with its own history, heroes, holidays, symbols, songs, myths, mores, its own culture. Again, where is the evidence that the more Americans who can trace their roots to the Third World and not to Europe, the stronger we will be? Is the Britain of Theresa May, with its new racial, religious, and ethnic diversity, a stronger nation than was the UK of Lloyd George, which ruled a fourth of mankind in 1920? I hear the answer, everyone together, no. Was it not the unity Bismarck forged among the diverse Germanic peoples, bringing them into a single nation under the Kaiser in 1871, that made Germany a far stronger and more formidable power in Europe? Empires, confederations, and alliances are multi-ethnic and multicultural, and inevitably their diversity pulls them apart. The British Empire was the greatest in modern history. What tore it apart? Tribalism, the demands of diverse peoples rooted in blood and soil to be rid of foreign rule and to have their own place in the sun. And who are the loudest in preaching that our diversity is our strength? Are they not the same people who told us that democracy was the destiny of all mankind and that as the world's exceptional nation, we must seize the opportunity of our global preeminence to impose its blessings on the less enlightened tribes of the Middle East and Hindu Kush? Now, there's a big point there. I'm going to finish. There's one more paragraph to be canon, but I'm going to come back to that penultimate paragraph in a second. If the establishment is proven wrong about greater diversity bringing greater strength to America, there will be no do-over for the USA. Yes. Well, in that previous paragraph, that's the article. And I'm going to talk about how Tucker Carlson tonight talked about that previous paragraph right after this break. Stay tuned.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella.
Good time fella. I ain't black. I ain't yellow. Oh, we're back, folks. And, speaking of Merle Haggard, I got a Willie Nelson story for you here. And I'll come up with that in just a second. I had a little bit more comment. We got a caller. Let me find my caller here. I'll just get his name up here. Engineer, I don't see the caller's name, but we've got one somewhere. Okay, Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, hang on. The point I wanted to make about that beautiful column by Pat Buchanan, talking about a beautiful man, Tucker Carlson, is that Carlson made the point. This was great. He had some liberal yahoo on his show, and he said, "You know, you liberals, you claim to believe in democracy. You know, the majority rules. You know, listen to the people. But wait a minute, Mr. Liberal. When it comes to open borders, you're part of an oligarchy. You're part of an elite. You don't." Every poll ever taken of the American people says To hell with immigration. We don't want open borders. We want border control. We want very limited, very selective immigration, if any at all. That's what we want. But is there any listening to the democratic voice of the people by the liberals? No. Again, liberals are, they are, well, first of all, they're scum. But I mean, it's, you know, hypocrite. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a nice, you know, hypocrite. You know, it's not. No, they're scum. But part of their scumminess is they're hypocrites. They don't believe in the people get what they want. No, they don't believe in that. It's just they'll use words. They lie. They'll use words like we believe in democracy, just to arrogate an aura of moral superiority. Just a form of lying. Anyway, and so Tucker Carlson nails that one right there. That it's a great point to use on the democracy angle. But now here's a let me get to my Willie Nelson story. I just caught it. I just saw it, and I want to give it to you here. Do a little intro to the Willie Nelson story.
Wondering. What in the world did I do? And I'm crazy.
Crazy.
For thinking that my love could hold you. And I'm crazy for trying. Crazy for crying. And I am crazy.
What a great song. What a great song. And of course, even greater in the hands of Patsy Cline, who died when she was only 29. Someday we'll talk about that very tragic story. But great song. But hey, Willie, you're declining in your old age, buddy. let me find the story here. Willie Nelson, his crowd. Willie Nelson, country music legend, Willie Nelson, is hearing it from his fans who are irate after he agreed to headline a fundraiser for Texas Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate, Beto O'Rourke. Now, this is a strange name, isn't it? And this guy, what a piece of work Beto O'Rourke is. What a liberal, what a hypocrite, what a dirtbag. Beto, spelled B-E-T-O. I have to look that one up and see how that nickname was arrived at. Beto O'Rourke, the always on my mind singer, Willie Nelson, announced on Wednesday that he was siding with the far left Democrat who recently said that he agrees with protesting against the country during the national anthem. Now, but here's the great story here, folks. Hey, Willie Nelson fans, there are a lot of solid patriots who go to a Willie Nelson concert to hear a great song like Crazy that Willie Nelson wrote. I mean, what a genius. Hey, Willie, come on, buddy. You're smoking too much of that stuff you're smoking there. Oh, and who's the opponent, of course, of Beto O'Rourke is Ted Cruz, who's a real patriot. He's probably a big fan of Willie Nelson's. So Willie, you're going to lose your fans, buddy. You don't want to give that fundraiser concert for Beto O'Rourke. Nelson said of his support for Beto O'Rourke, I'll bring you that quote right after this break, and then we'll go to Ken in Texas. Ken, we're going to ask you a little bit about this Willie Nelson, Ted Cruz story. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks. We are back. And we're talking about Willie Nelson and his bad decision to headline a concert for Ted Cruz's opponent. Hoping he doesn't, but Beto O'Rourke, I looked it up during the break here. Who is Beto O'Rourke? Well, he looks like his nickname, Beto, is actually a Spanish nickname for Roberto, which is his, let's see, what is his given name? His name is Robert. So Beto is a nickname for Robert. And he's fluent in Spanish. He was a congressman from the El Paso, Texas district, which is a pretty Hispanic part of Texas. And he's had to run against Mexican, you could say, opponents to win the seat that he has won as a congressman. Enticed Willie Nelson here as he's a big fan of marijuana decriminalization. Maybe Willie's on to that one. But here we go. Let's look at this Willie Nelson story here. I mean, I didn't finish reading the Willie Nelson story, but let me go to Ken there in Fort Worth. Ken, are you with us?
Yeah, hey. Just lately I wrote Willie Nelson and suggested he do an album of all girl tunes and have a picture of him sitting around with a bunch of girls on a cover. I gave him the cover of an album. You think he, well, he might throw it in the trash. I don't know. Anyway, hey, a couple items.
Yeah.
A couple items. Tomorrow we're probably going to go to Dallas. We're going to do some phone banking for the Concerned Veterans for America for Willie Nelson at, no, I'm sorry, for Ted Cruz. I'm sorry, Ted Cruz. And yeah, I don't want to get wound up here. Anyway, we go over there and they've got an office for Americans for Prosperity, which comes under the Koch Brothers organization. And we're going to, should be doing some phone calls for Ted Cruz tomorrow. And also, hey, here's a suggestion, and I'm going to get off. Why don't you go put some President Ronald Reagan's jokes on the show?
Oh, that's a very good idea.
He's got a bunch of funny gags. I mean, they're funny. I've been listening to him a little bit here now, and he had some funny jokes. They just put the whole thing right on there and play it, and you sit there and back and listen to him.
You know what? That's a great idea. I'm gonna research Reagan's jokes, and I'll take that suggestion. A very good one. Thank you.
I think it'd be a good one. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Thank you very much. And the I've already mentioned the show. my little tiny connection to Ronald Reagan. Other than I shook his hand once, and I shook Nancy Reagan's hand once, but my mom gave their daughter Patty her first job in the Santa Monica School District. After Nancy called my mom, saying, "You got a job for? Can you help my daughter find a job?" He wasn't president then. Not hard to find a job for any president's child. He was just governor. I think at that moment he was ex-governor. It's been too long to remember. But anyway, back to the Willie Nelson story. Here's what he said about his support for Beto O'Rourke. "My wife Annie and I have met and spoken with Beto, and we share his concern for the direction things are headed." Ooh, bad, Willie. "Beto embodies what is special about Texas, an energy and an integrity that is completely genuine." Oh, Willie. We're worried about you, buddy. In August, Beto O'Rourke came out in... I'm choking up on this one. In favor of NFL players who protest police during the playing of the national anthem. Naturally, O'Rourke's comments were lauded by liberals across the nation. "You're signing up for that, Willie. Let me tell you, your fans aren't with you." In fact, O'Rourke didn't just agree that NFL players have the right to protest against the nation. He went farther than that and said that, quote, "Nothing could be more American than to protest during the national anthem." Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Here's a clip. Here's a picture of his very weak-chinned face. See what he says something here.
"I kind of wanted to know how you personally felt about how disrespectful it is, like you had the NFL players kneeling during the national anthems. I wanted to know if you found that disrespectful to our country, to our veterans, and anybody related to that. I find it incredibly frustrating that people seem to be okay with that, and I would just like to hear your input."
Thank you. Thanks for a great question. Again, on a really tough issue that if we don't talk about is not going to get better. And the question is, how do you feel about NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem? And is it disrespectful to this country, to the flag, to service members who are right there tonight, where it is tonight in Afghanistan, and those former service members, retirees, and veterans who are here with us today? Thank you each for your service. My short answer is no. I don't think it's disrespectful. Here's my longer answer, but I'm going to try to... try to make sure that I get this right, because I think it's a really important question. And reasonable people can disagree on this issue. Let's begin there. And it makes them no less American to come down on a different conclusion on this issue, right? You can feel as a young man does, you can feel as I do, you're every bit as American.
Okay, and had enough of that one. So he's in front of a very liberal audience. So, you know, he's got his liberals there in the audience cheering him as he says, this is a good thing to do to protest the national anthem. Are you going to put a guy like that as a U.S. senator? Willie, please. And here's the rest of this article. O'Rourke made his proclamation at a town hall meeting. But not all of Willie Nelson's fans are as excited as the longtime country star is about joining the team of O'Rourke. Since the announcement, thousands of Nelson's fans have taken to social media, many of them slamming the singer for siding with O'Rourke. Now, folks out there in the audience, would you join in on that? Let's do that. Let's let Willie Nelson know how we feel about siding with Beto O'Rourke, who supports these clowns in the NFL. After the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain singer sided with O'Rourke, many fans turned their backs on him, according to ABC 13. Here are some of the comments. Here are comments that have appeared on Willie Nelson's Facebook page. Oh, this is going to get... I haven't read this article, but I know this is going to be good. By the way, that was one of my favorite songs of all my... When I was a young guy, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Oh, I played that record on my... That 45 record. I played it till I wore it out. Here are the fans on his Facebook page. Goodbye, Willie! I don't support socialist commies. You're not going to advertise on my Facebook page either. Like we say in Texas, now get! Here's another comment. That's it. I'm done. What a disappointment. Here's another one. Goodbye, Willie. You are not on the right side. Take a look around you and do the right thing. I always thought you were a patriot. Wow, what a letdown. You would pick a socialist agenda and an anti-American fellow like Beto? Shame on you. Here's another one. Willie, you just lost over half of your fans by getting involved in politics. Fan no more. I cannot believe you support open borders and gun control. You have smoked too much dope. Hear, hear. Yes. I guess that is what you and Beto have in common. And the guy doesn't call him Beto. He calls him Beta. Which is, I don't know if it was intentional or inadvertent, but he is a beta male. And then here's the last comment. I knew you were a liberal in your personal beliefs. That was obvious. But to each their own. But you had to take it to the public. Just when I thought you were smarter than that, I find you are not. Such a shame to get on the showboat. You just lost some of your fans, I guess. And then the writer of this article, let me see who it is. This is brilliant writing. Warner Todd Houston on Breitbart. He concludes his article with this. Apparently, Willie Nelson is no longer on their minds. Oh, that's good stuff. And, say, if you want to join the hilarity, you can call in at 800-313-9443. We have a few minutes left in the program here. And let's see, where can we go with the discussion? Oh, we do. It's not showing up on my message board, engineer. Who is it? Okay, Richard. Boy, Texas is just answering the call. Richard in Austin, you're on the air, Richard.
Yeah, this is John Stackmiller country, because we love it. Hey, yeah, I just got a quick one. I'm delivering pizzas. Yeah, black people are going to start changing their minds even more when they start hearing these stats come out. Charles Payne, a financial expert on TV, he has a diverse yes. panel that comes on. And he announced over the week that one of the best statistics he showed was since 2017, over 1,000 1,821 new startup applications for females have been approved for businesses. That's just for females alone. Then he showed the diversification. It was black women, Hispanic women, Asian women. So if Donald Trump is a womanizer or some kind of lascivious pig, well, he sure got a strange way of showing it, because the banksters that he has convinced to do this kind of lending, either he got guns to their head or something's going on there. But then he also showed where the overall income for everyday American citizens have went up to $61,000. That's the middle income. So that's, I mean, and I can also throw in one more if you want me to. It's
yes.
been surmised that Donald Trump is building so many factories that he's going to be letting out criminals that were selling weed and crack cocaine and stuff, but they weren't vicious murderers. He's going to have to let them out, because they're getting a lot of job training in the prisons that Bill Clinton built for them. So they're going to be able to get right out of prison and go right into some of Trump's, we'll just call them 401k paying factories. That's all
right.
I got. Have a nice day.
Hey, I like all that commentary. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you, and please call often. I like your calls. The caller mentioned that Donald Trump has done something good for all Americans, and he certainly has. And there was an interesting story that came out today. Donald Trump, of course, with his tax reform, his tax complete remake of the American tax system, gave all of us a break. And interestingly enough, he wanted, this is not known, and of course the lamestream media is not going to report this, Ann Coulter loved it when she heard about it, he wanted to raise taxes on the super rich, that would include himself, he wanted, and his children, and his wife, he wanted to raise the taxes on the super rich to 40%. I don't know what it is now. I hate to admit it, folks. I'm not one of the super rich. So it's not a matter I think about a lot. What is it? What is the tax on the super rich now? But apparently a significant increase to 40%. Donald Trump wanted to do that. It was Gary Cohn, who's a Goldman Sachs man. What's the right verb here? He prevailed upon Donald Trump. He discouraged Donald Trump from doing that. He thwarted, that's a better verb, he thwarted Donald Trump from going with a 40% tax on the super rich. But that would have been interesting. And Ann Coulter is right when she says that would have really helped politically. But that's interesting to know that that's what Donald Trump wanted to do. I just looked that up there, Gary Cohn. And Gary Cohn just recently resigned or quit or left or something. And he's one of this group of people how has it happened? You know, but a whole fleet of people have come into the White House who don't belong there, and it must be that deep state people in the, what is it called, the permanent political class, is so entrenched in Washington that Donald Trump can't start fresh. He can't start de novo. He can't just hire people that he doesn't have. He, first of all, is just one man. It takes scores of people hiring to hire a complete presidential staff. And generally what happens is that they just do a revolving doors thing where they, you know, from one administration to the next. So Donald Trump has not had a group of people. He's had to settle for people like Gary Cohn. And so hopefully, you know, as the years and months go by, Donald Trump will find more of the best people, people like Stephen Miller and people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and he'll finally get down to the real patriots, and you'll have a real team. Let's look at some other stories here. I like that Willie Nelson one. And the stories that are at the top of Breitbart. Here's a great one. Jimmy Carter has to open his mouth. I would change all of Trump policies if I were president again. Let's look at that one. Jimmy Carter is one of those guys where you go, is he still alive? We got a break coming up here, and then we'll come back to Jimmy. We'll come back to Jimmy right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and I want to play this for you. This is Jimmy Carter, and you know, you wonder how we got where we've gotten, and how did the deep state get as entrenched as it is? Well, look at this guy, Jimmy Carter. He's a fake populist, you know, man of the people, you know, the soft-spoken Southern gentleman. No way. Listen to him. Listen, he's talking at Emory University. to a crowd of students there, and listen to what he says, the idiocy that comes out of the mouth of Jimmy Carter.
President, I think the first thing I would do would be to change all of the policies that President Trump has initiated since he's been in office.
Change all the policies.
I have to say that as a Christian, I pray for President Trump. I pray that he'll keep our country at peace, and I pray that he'll promote human rights. I pray that he'll be successful in eliminating the threat of nuclear attacks from North Korea. So I pray for him fairly regularly.
Now he thinks he's being funny there. He'll reduce the threat of nuclear attacks from North Korea. He thinks that's laughable. Thank you, Jimmy. It turns out he's nasty. Listen to him. This is nasty, what he says to follow here. He actually wishes that Donald Trump not finish his first term. That's nasty, coming from a former president.
If he complied with my prayers, if he answered my prayers, he'd have to change a lot of things. But anyway, I hope he will do well, and if he finishes out his first term.
Look at that. Look at that snide shot. I hope he will. First of all, the holier than thou, I'm a Christian, I pray for him, blah, blah. But I hope he doesn't finish his first term. I hope he takes it in the neck. Thank you, former President Jimmy Carter. What a cheap shot. What a clown. And you can see how we got where we've gotten. We had people like this in our government.
Of course, I won't be voting for him, as you probably have already guessed. But what is...
I mean, that's a kick in the groin if he finishes his first term. Thankfully, we only had one term of Jimmy Carter. Well, we're drawing to a close here on today's show, so thank you very much for joining us, folks. And we'll have the hurricane news will be hopefully less by tomorrow, and we'll have more of the fundamental change in our entire government that Donald Trump is achieving, that Jimmy Carter would completely undo and reverse. And we'll have more of that in our show on Sunday, which will be 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. We don't have a show on Saturday. But I'll see you Sunday from 4 to 6 Eastern. Thank you very much for joining us at the Trump Phenomenon. So long.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.